When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Hello, and welcome to the Daily Lowdown, your fix of everything in the world of celebrity music and entertainment news. After lots of teasing and hinting, Rihanna has finally addressed her return to music. Umbrella hitmaker, who hasn't released a full album since her hugely successful 2016 record Anti, featured in a big cover spread for Interview magazine, in which she said that she has a lot of visual ideas for new material but doesn't have the songs yet. Riri added that her brain is working backwards at the moment, as she normally has the music first, but that visuals might be the key moving forward. Meanwhile, Rihanna also opened up about how motherhood was the only thing she knew she wanted to do. She and rapper A$AP Rocky share two sons together, RZA and Riot. It looks like Joker fans are in for a treat with the sequel, as the new trailer for Folie à Deux has landed, and it looks seriously good. Joaquin Phoenix will reprise his part in the titular role, while Lady Gaga joins him as Harley Quinn. Joker Folie à Deux will see the two central characters get close while both staying as patients at Gotham City's Arkham Asylum. Here's a taster of what's to come.
Tell us, what's changed, Arthur?
I'll tell you what's changed. I'm not alone anymore.
Joker Folie à Deux will be released in cinemas everywhere on the 4th of October. Louis Tomlinson has opened up about wild conspiracy theories that fans have created over the years. The former One Direction singer told a publication in Brazil that the rumors that he and fellow band member Harry Styles were involved romantically at the start of their careers was a conspiracy that irritated him. But he accepted a while ago that there was nothing he could do about the false stories that fans create, adding that he's aware it's the nature of the job.
There's nothing I can do to dispel the believers of that conspiracy. They are so intertwined with what they believe to be the truth now that they won't actually see the truth for what it is. It does irritate me a little bit.
Elsewhere, Louis said that he draws the line at personal stuff when it comes to his family. The singer is a father to 8-year-old son, Freddie. Legendary singer Lulu is hanging up her microphone and she's going out with a bang. The star, who's been in the industry for more than 6 decades, is currently performing on her farewell tour, but is now reported to be finishing her last ever live gig at Glastonbury Festival this summer. Lulu is said to be heading to Worthy Farm when the iconic event takes place between the 26th and 30th of June. Lulu will be performing alongside other huge names who are already on the bill, including headliners Coldplay, Dua Lipa, SZA, and Shania Twain. And Liam Gallagher has insisted he's moved on from an Oasis reunion, despite what another original band member had to say. The former frontman has tried to convince his brother Noel to get back together over the years, however it seems Liam has given up trying. Andy Bell, who was the Oasis bassist until 2009, appeared on Virgin Radio recently, stating that he believes the Britpop band probably would get back together, but now Liam has poured cold water on that, saying on X that he was getting fans' hopes up. Liam added that he had never mentioned an upcoming reunion and that he thinks everyone should move on for the sake of their mental health. Love the royals? Make sure you check out our other audio series, A Right Royal Podcast, which has just dropped a brand new episode. The latest episode is all about the Princess of Wales' recent announcement that she is being treated for cancer. Our hosts, Emily and Andrea, are joined by royal author Robert Hardman, who talks about King Charles's private lunch with Kate at Windsor Castle, just hours before Kate's video message dropped. They're also joined by ITV's Chris Shipp, who reveals how he found out about Kensington Palace's announcement. We're sending our best wishes to the Princess of Wales. Search A Right Royal Podcast wherever you get your podcasts to listen now. And that's your daily lowdown from Hello. Check out our social media channels and hellomagazine.com for more news and updates on your favourite celebrities.